if you have to choose between hiring a suboptimal employee and losing your customers to a competitor, what do you do? If it would be one of the first five, say, employees of a company, I would lose those customers. I think the damage that it does to the company, you know, you don't want to, it's better to lose some customers than kill the company. Later on, I might have a slightly different opinion, but it's really hard to say in the general case. How about one more question, then I'll keep going. Yes?
What's your experience with co-founders who aren't working in the same location?
I'm going to get to that later. The question is, what about co-founders that aren't working in the same location? Don't do it. I am skeptical of remote teams in general, but in the early days of a startup, where communication and speed outweigh everything else, for whatever reason, video conferencing or calls just don't work that well. The data on this is look at the, say, like 30 most successful software startups of all time and try to point to a single example where the co-founders were in different locations. It's really, really tough. All right, we'll skip a little bit of this. All right, so now we're going to talk about execution. Execution for most founders is not the most fun part of starting a company, but it is often the most critical. Most people that start a company think that they are signing up to have this brilliant idea, and you know, then they're just going to like be on magazine covers and go to parties. But really what it's about, more than anything else, what being a founder means is signing up for this years-long grind on execution. And you can't outsource this. The way to have a company that executes well is to execute well yourself. Everything in a startup gets modeled after the founders. Whatever the founders do becomes the culture. So if you want a culture where people work hard and pay attention to detail and focus on the customer and are frugal, you have to do it yourself. There is no other way. You cannot hire a COO and have them, you know, do this while you go off to conferences. The company just needs to see you as like this maniacal execution machine. As I said in the first lecture, there's like 100 times at least more people with great ideas than people that are willing to put in the effort to execute them well. Ideas by themselves are not worth anything. Only executing well is what adds value or what creates value. A big part of execution is just putting in the effort.